The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
10 years.
I don't even know what episode this is, though. It's like 8. I can figure it out. 8. We're up there, bro.
A decade. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, man.
A decade is.
825?
825.
Some of y'all wasn't fucking when we started this. French Reds.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
French Red?
I already had lost my virginity.
He had lost his virginity, but he was still dwindled.
He was in single digits when we first started this bitch. Now this nigga...
Now he's in the multiverse. That nigga was in one dimension. He was in one dimension back in 2017, 2014. Now...
Yeah, I think I met y'all 2016. Yeah.
I don't know if you even had the ruler broke out yet, had you?
Yeah, that's why I was able to tell you the story. Yeah.
Well, you told us that later, though, right?
Nah, that was way before. I think that happened before he was on the show.
Yeah, that was, and that was...
I think only...
Because you were still in school or no?
Yeah.
So
I was still in school when I came as a guest, but when I became a full-time host, I graduated.
Right.
Because I became a host like later on. It wasn't like...
I mean, you've done a lot, my nigga, since you started this. I mean, you taught just think about it. Like in the time that we've done it, just the time you've been here, you taught Asians football.
You lived in China? No, it was basketball, wasn't it?
I did it all.
I thought it was football.
In football, we created a whole football program.
Yeah,
he was there for basketball originally, I thought.
I came there for like basketball reasons, but we was able to create a whole program.
I like how you say the reasons as opposed to...
What is that?
I don't know.
Basketball reasons.
It can be anything. He pumped the balls up like, yo, man, I'm the ball pumper. My name's Reggie.
But they already did basketball.
If your ball feels flat,
like a big thing because they didn't have that.
Right, it was American football.
Yeah.
Not the World Cup shit.
Look at this sport I invented, guys. They're like, oh, this sucks.
I definitely did a lot, and, you know.
You lived in China. You saw a man get turned into a goat.
I mean, that was the hook, right? Like,
That was the one for me. I was like, this is not even a real thing.
But the fact that you're an educated person and you're saying this, right?
Like,
you're actually saying this shit. And again, there's, as a kid who grew up on the fucking serpent in the rainbow, you know, that was like one of my...
Did you grow up on the serpent?
I did. That was what I watched that probably from in my early teenage years, probably like at least 30 times. Serpent in the Rainbow.
And see, that's what I was trying to say the other day. The reason why, and you know, Pac was like, this guy has a wonderful memory of movies. No, nigga, he watches this shit over and over.
So?
Like,
that's
not a good memory.
It does. It's still a memory. What the fuck are you talking about?
If you watch it for 30 times, you're going to remember it. I would remember
nigga,
it.
That's not even remembering at that point. Yeah. That's like, shit, you're the movie now.
No, nigga.
You can probably say
that, again, that's just one movie. We're not going to act like all movies are like
that. But I feel like you've watched every movie twice. There's not a movie you watch only one time, probably outside of like
all of the fucking
super scary movies.
Nah, all of the fucking Fast and the Furious.
We don't need to watch.
I haven't even watched all of them, and the ones that I have watched, I've watched except for Hobbs and Dobbs or whatever.
Yeah, but you don't watch a movie one time, even a bad movie. You watch a bad movie 4 or 5 times.
Which one? Like, cause
it
again,
doesn't
there's
matter.
There's,
it's
not,
just,
there's not bad movies.
You said you watched this one 30 times.
That's not a bad movie.
But you,
The Serpent and the Rainbow is not a bad movie.
It's not a 30-time watcher.
It is, because, I mean, if you're into voodoo or if you find voodoo interesting.
Three max.
Zombies, pseudo-zombies. Like, this nigga, but then again, like I said, this nigga's making reality out of the shit that was supposedly just a movie. You know, even his fucking homeboy was talking about, like, you know, there was zombies and his fucking, he had to get naked before his grandma would let him in because he had some shit. And
right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's this whole other world that they were talking about in Serpent and the Rainbow that was fascinating to me. And then now I have a real life fucking correspondence sitting next to me talking about that shit.
He got the rainbow part.
Fuck y'all.
If the serpent is his dick, then yeah, this works out. Is the serpent in the rainbow or the serpent and the rainbow? That's what we need to figure out.
That's a good one, that. But I, that's why I was like, yo, this nigga, he didn't see some shit. Not to mention, he's bucking all, you know, shit. Like, you know what I mean? Most, you know, third world niggas, you know, they, not to say most, I shouldn't say that. But there's a lot of people that are foreigners that come to America and find struggle.
Right.
This nigga graduating from, he went to a university. You know, he's got his master's.
Got a woman, a reliable woman that he's with all the time.
I saw a fucking.
And he likes somewhat.
I saw some shit where they were, what's the islands?
Which one?
She's from?
Cape Verde.
Light skin and a motherfucker.
They're all light skin.
Light skin and a motherfucker. This nigga.
And there are a lot of light skin.
This nigga be over here talking that shit to me.
Yeah.
Light skinned and a motherfucker.
That's she's one from, it's not like he's dating all of them. He's only dating one. Oh. Why does that?
Oh, okay. That's what we do.
Yeah. Why does that matter?
That's how we do it.
Why does it matter where she's from?
Because he thinks that I'm more colorist like him.
You are. No, but
yeah, you definitely are.
You are. You're just way more lightweight. He's a complete asshole racist. You are. you're one of the.
You're like, hey, I found my happiness, and it just happens to be.
You're the one who won't call a black person a nigga, but you'll still call, hey boy, you're like that. That's you. He'll call a black person a nigger. Hey nigger, but you'll be like, hey boy, come here, boy. You're a good old boy. I've always liked how good of a boy you were. I've never had no trouble from you like the rest of them.
Like the rest of them. You're so articulate.
You speak so well. It's almost like you don't have an accent at all. We're thinking about keeping you around these parts. Nah, get him out of here.
Welcome to the plantation.
Nah, fuck it, get him out of here. Right.
That's funny.
Welcome to the plantation. And I fucking drove past some shit on 75, big giant house called the Magnolia Plantation.
Yeah, bro, there's a bunch of shit called Plantation.
Nah, but they got this giant sign, Magnolia Plantation, right? And it's, I don't know what they do. I don't know if it's store.
Magnolias.
I don't know if it's
Or is that the name, name?
Yeah.
Like John Magnolia?
Yeah. It's the name. And I think it's kind of like maybe like a general store. I don't think it's a real working plantation.
That's every Cracker Barrel.
I don't think.
Bro, Cracker Barrel, every single one of them is like the 40s, the 30s.
I just went into my first one.
1840.
My first one like 2 weeks ago.
They got like that general store in the front.
And like, when I walked in, I was tripping. I was like, I thought I was at a restaurant. I'm like, yo, what the, where am I?
Right.
I'm like, is this, and then.
I feel the racism when I'm in there.
Do you? Do they call you boy?
No, so.
What you boys having?
There was a couple old white men.
Black people working there, though.
A couple old white men going at the same time me. Motherfuckers opened the door for me.
And like, they look like they're trapped in the slavery days.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, but they opened the door for me, right? Like, to let me go in first.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, right. And then I opened the second door for them. I was like,
oh,
well,
let me return. Like, oh, no. Come on. Come on now. I know my place. Come on. No. Come on now. What you doing?
And then when I got in there, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Like, where am I? Like,
I was supposed to shine my shoes.
Where's the food at? Like, I mean, I'm just here.
That's weird. You got to go through that to get to the. Yeah.
I'm just here to eat, my
nigga.
Was
the food good?
Yeah.
The food is good, though.
The food was delicious.
Yeah, the best waffles you eat.
So I didn't have the waffles. I had pancakes. They had this fucking hash brown casserole deal and chicken sausage and shit. I was like, yo. And
they give you a good amount of food, too.
Yeah, and it was reasonably fucking priced.
They're not expensive, either.
Yeah, I was like, why haven't I fucked with a Cracker Barrel before?
Because the settings.
Probably because you didn't see the colored only line.
Yeah,
sign.
Yeah, right.
You thought, maybe I'm not supposed to be here. Like, is there a colored only entrance? This doesn't feel right.
It did. I mean, they had some shit up in there that was a little sus. Like,
and then, you know, crackers in the name.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, I think, you know.
They could have done a rebrand a long time ago, and they would have overstep Waffle House, IHOP, all the
names. I think they should have even called it the butter barrel or something. Yeah. Butter, I don't know. Something. Just cracker is the wrong word, bro. Yeah. Like, yo, why it's only pies? Well, how much it costs? Turn them why it's only pies a nigga pie. How about I turn y'all into nigga pie? Prince Reggie has no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
But you do, right?
Yes.
Where's that from?
I don't know either. I don't know what it's from. I've heard it.
Who was that who just said, how much it cost to turn some of them? Who was that?
Samuel Jackson?
No.
I'm just guessing. Like,
just guessing, old nigga.
Yeah, right. Who's in every movie?
Morgan Freeman.
Nah, that's Eddie Murphy. That's from Life. That's been Life when they were traveling.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
These are White's Only Pies.
Let me ask y'all something. I was tripping the other day, high on weed.
Okay.
And I was
just weed.
Yeah, I was fucking.
That make
around.
You an expert?
No. I was fucking around with ChatGPT, just messing around with it. And then I was like, yo, if I had ChatGPT when I was in college, the papers. Like, I remember when I had six.
That's not working no more. You know that, right?
Well, I can synonym the shit out of a paper. That way they won't know I got it from ChatGPT.
They run that shit right through that shit, and it'll tell you percentage.
That's why I said I was synonym that shit off to the T.
What are they doing? So they're taking your work and then they're saying what?
They scan it and they'll tell you how much of it, what the percentage of it is AI.
No. Well, that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to say, hey, ChatGPT, type in this paper. You're supposed to give ChatGPT your research that you actually have to do yourself.
What the fuck am I doing?
That takes less time than writing the full paper.
Just give it the cliff notes?
Yes. And then they give you the paper and then you go in. You could even use Grammarly. You could use other AI tools to change whatever sentence structure, the format, maybe talk a different way, because, you know, all of that.
But you sound like them homeless niggas. As much as you doing, nigga, you might as well have done it. Nigga, as much as you do it out here on the corner.
8, 9, 12 papers.
As much as you do it out here on the corner, nigga, all this fucking work to be homeless, like, you might as well just get a job.
It's pretty much like they give me the paper, I just got to proofread.
No, you know what you're saying. You're doing a whole lot.
But that's pretty much what, outside
you're
of
changing
doing the
sentences and doing all this
but
other
that's
shit.
Proofreading. When you proofread a paper, when you take the sentence, you write the big red mark, you tell them, hey, change it like this, blah, blah, blah. But all I'm saying is I'm fucking around with the AI, and I was just like, damn, like, this shit is making the work so easy. And then I'm also like, you know, when you go online and you listen to people complain about work and how they don't want to work, and then I was having a conversation. Was it with G-Money or my sister? I think it was with my sister. And then I was like,
how do you get those two people confused?
I'm trying to see who I was having a conversation with.
I mean, they both seen your dick, so I guess that's true. Yeah.
Which one do you think is more impressed with your dick?
G-Money.
I don't know. Your sister,
you never called her.
Your sister seemed pretty excited.
You never
excited
called her
about
to vouch.
When we had that show, I wasn't dating G-Money yet.
Okay.
But I was like, yo, I was like, and I remember the conversation was having, I was like, do you think people got lazy, or is it that there's no reward to the work no more? There was a time niggas go to work for 40 hours, they made enough to take care of their needs. That was the time. You think that's what it is? It's like people don't see the benefit of working. I was like, yo, I've worked this hard and I'm still broke. I've worked this hard and I'm still tired.
I think it's the second.
Like, I don't think niggas are lazy, because I'm like, all the young people I know, they got like 40 side hustles and a job. So they can't. It's not laziness. It's more, I don't think people feel like the work requires the reward. And I was like, with this AI shit now, it's going to make it us not to want to work anymore. And then it started to hit me. I was like, what if the same thing is happening? Jamie Mack, I heard you didn't know about the Anunnakis. Let me give you a little story. The Anunnakis are supposed to be the fallen angels that came to Earth because they needed gold, because gold is like this thing that gives them energy in their world. They had these people that were less than them called the Igijis. They were like mini gods to do the work for them. The Igijis was like, yo, fuck that. We ain't doing all this work. And then they was like, all right, we'll create human beings. And this is why from then on, human beings are quote unquote work slaves for the planet Earth.
Now, just put that into the Michael Sarian thing. Same story.
Yeah. Well, shit. I mean, it's not too far from. Okay, go ahead.
So I was thinking, I was like, what if now we're the Anunnakis to AI? So we're like, all right, we don't want to do this shit no more. We're implementing AI to do the work for us so we can actually become creatives again or whatever. Do you think it's like it's always like a trickle down effect, whatever. Whatever's happening at the top is also happening at the bottom. So if there was a bigger god that had a lesser god working for them and the lesser god rebelled, so the bigger god was like, all right, fuck y'all, I'm going to create these little ones, these niggas, and we're doing the same thing. We're rebelling with the workforce. We're changing jobs every 6 months. Some of us not even working. Some of us say, fuck America, I'm moving to this country. We're like rebelling so many different ways. What if now with the AI and all the... They said this quarter too, 40% of venture capitalist investment went to AI only. Q2.
So if you are, you know, operating off of original thought, it just only reinforces my belief that this shit that I watch is like a telltale, like, because this is the fucking Rick and Morty episode, my nigga.
Oh, with the dogs?
No, with the fucking battery. Where Rick had fucking created a fucking battery, a colony to power his shit, and then they fucking created another
world.
Right. It's like, wait a minute. All we are is just a fucking a battery type of shit for your shit to run, and you know what I mean? And we're here to service and power your shit up. Like, and then they're like, well, we didn't want to do this no more, so we fucking got somebody else. We created a whole fucking thing to do it. You know what I mean? So, sure, I definitely feel like in my experience, as humans, we are definitely a work related being. Like we are here to debt, right? Like, and I think I mentioned it a couple different times, right? Like, I think that's our thing. You know what I mean? If and I'm saying that's what we're built for, but I feel like we kind of are, you know what I mean? Like that's, and so I think the system starting to break down because people are saying, I don't want to do this no more. It's like, well, nigga, that's what you were built for. What else are you going to do if not work? You said, go back to being creative. Ain't enough creating in the world, my nigga. Yeah, like
that's stupid.
Yeah. Like I mean,
I hear people say that a
lot.
That's
just a word. That's just a way to say, go back to what you want to do.
Yeah. But that's stupid too. I don't think people know how bored you would be if you didn't have a job to go to.
So I do, because I've been off for 6 days.
Yeah.
Right? Because they canceled my last tour because of the 4th, right? So that was the 4th and the 5th I was supposed to work. I didn't have to work. So I've been off since fucking the 3rd.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting around today like, fuck, I need something to do. Like, yeah. I mean, like, this has been...
But do you think if that was your norm, you wouldn't figure out shit to do?
No, you wouldn't. You would be listless after a while.
If you knew you didn't have to work no more because you got money coming in because you hit this lawsuit, you don't think now because you know you have the 24 hours to yourself, you would create a routine to do shit?
Nope. No, so this is... I don't know if you saw the article. And when I first saw it, I was like, stop talking for this nigga. It was LeBron James. Talking about Bronny don't give a fuck, right? Like, he don't care about what people say. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I took out of that article that he said was, just think about it. Like, this, you know, he didn't come, like, I had to do what I needed to do because my family was broke. This dude didn't, right? Like, he didn't have to work hard to be good at basketball, at least good enough to be the 55th pick. He didn't have to do any of this. Like, he could...
Just chill.
He could not... He's richer. He's in a situation where he don't got to do really shit. I mean, I don't know if LeBron would let him do that, right? And I'm sure that his parenting had a lot to do with his drive. But he was saying, like, you know, the fact that he wanted to put in the work and do the shit, even though he didn't have to, you know what I mean? Like, he could have been a veterinarian. He could have been a gamer. He could have been whatever, you know what I mean? And you hear about them all the time, rich kids that are fucking just lost, right? And they don't have a purpose because they never really needed to have one. And that's what he's saying. Like, this dude didn't do that. He put in work. He's worked hard. He's done all of this shit to become the 55th pick in the draft and make it to the NBA and have this drive to want to be something, even though in reality he didn't need to. Like, there wasn't a necessity that required him. Like, again, if you go back to...
What's that got to do with you not...
Because it means everything. Because here's the problem, right? Let's say you got rich enough to where you didn't have to do anything anymore, right? Yeah, tomorrow you're waking up happy as fuck. Maybe in a month you're still happy. But 6 months from now, you're going to need to put something in place. Yeah. And work is just a placeholder.
I get that, but I'm saying with Jamie Mack, you don't think you would have that drive to figure out things if you had...
So that's what he's saying. He's saying that...
You don't think you'd be like Bronny?
No, but Bronny isn't being creative.
Right.
At all. He's following a template.
Yeah.
And so, and what I was going to say is, okay, so back in the Pioneer days, right? Like, you know, or whatever... It was based off of survival, right? Like, so yeah, you got up in the morning and you put your house together, or you worked on building your home, or you did all this shit that was required for survival, right? Like, so that survival was the motivating factor that got you up early in the morning and driving and you know, plowing the fields and doing all this other shit that you did on a daily basis. And then you got a farm and you had these habits built. So you continue to do that, but it all comes back to surviving, right? Mm-hmm. But if you didn't need to any of that to survive, then what? If you didn't need to get up and fucking build a house or work on your home or fucking go hunt your food or, you know what I mean, do any of that shit to survive, then what?
I kind of laugh when people say, oh man, we could just be creative if we didn't have jobs. How many great creations have you come up with in your lifetime, you think?
Zero.
Oh, you think zero? I was going to say...
I mean, at least a hand popper. At least a hand popper.
Oh, you're talking about... I was thinking about individual, like me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you.
You haven't come up with anything in your life? You're like, man, that was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Ideas and shit.
How many have you come up with that you actually brought to fruition, you brought to real reality? It wasn't like just something you thought of, but like you actually took the time to make a process in your life easier or... You know what I'm saying? But the problem here is that if you're the ideas that, oh, if I didn't have this job, I could be creative all the time. And those two ideas would be 2,000.
Right.
But that's not real.
Those people would have need, your ideas would be their new jobs.
Well, no, that wouldn't be the problem. Your problem would be that you don't need to create anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's a necessity.
There's no
thing.
Need.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So like when you don't have motivation to create something or to do something, you're not going to after a while.
It's necessity just, creates is what drives creation.
There's actually a quote that about that, you know, right?
No.
Necessity breeds creation. I don't know, something along the lines of necessity breeds creation.
Right, because again, that's
you
what,
have to need something,
right,
to actually build something,
right,
to create something. And yeah, well, what about music? What? Okay, yeah, but
you need to go through shit experiences. To
exactly.
Find
you
that.
You're still going to have to do the experience thing, right? And what's the best way for an artist to get people to like them? It's an R word. I have to get them to blank to me.
You said R word.
I'm creating songs, right? I need people to like me.
Reward?
Nope. I need to get them to blank to me. My experiences, my life.
Relate.
Relate. They have to relate. If you're a nigga that sits on your ass all day doing nothing but creating songs, I don't relate to you.
Right.
Because I go to work every goddamn day.
Yep. Yeah. I have to make sure
my house is paid for every year.
I told you. I mean, that's it.
So I don't relate to the fancy idea you have that all humans should be doing that. Yeah, but then, so then it's like, well, okay, so I'm going to write songs about sitting on my ass all day and y'all relate to me because y'all sitting on your ass too. That is not the difference. It can't be about that. Yeah. So saying I don't want to work makes sense because nobody wants to work. I get it.
Sure.
But you have to do something that's going to take care of your food and your housing and, you know, your room and board and shelter and your stomach to be full and your kid's stomach to be full. That's going to have to be done somewhere.
And it's changes, right? Like I said, in pioneering days, it was, you had to, it was all manually, right? You had to go out and find your food. You had to trap your food. You had to, you know, store up for the winter or do all this other shit, right? You had to plan and all of that.
Nobody did that. It was like, yo, man, I just, you know, this is a good way to make money. Nobody said that, right? But you got young niggas now rapping saying, I'm not really a rapper. This just how I get my money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nigga, what?
I don't need that kind of creativity. Thanks. But you give it back.
Right.
Like, let somebody else do it who, you know what I'm saying?
They do it just so they can get the first brand deal and make that money work.
But even then, again, who's relating to you, right?
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know, just to go back, because, you know.
To be fair, Gen Z ain't got jobs, so maybe they
For 10 years, I've been stating that the best rapper to me is Tupac, right? And I think, you know.
How do you feel about being wrong for a decade?
No, because, again, it's very relatable to what we're talking about. Because, again, Tupac wasn't the thug nigga that he portrayed himself to be.
Right.
But he understood that's how he could relate to a lot of people, right? Yeah. Or he'd get a lot of people to relate to him and his music.
It.
Sure, right. But he did it in a way that seemed authentic, right? Like, people bought it.
Right.
Nobody bought fucking MC Hammer when he tried to be hard, right? Like, there's certain people that tried to cross.
But he was really
hard. And it's what's crazy. MC Hammer really is
right,
that big.
Right, right, right.
He's got real good ones with him.
Right. But you know, we let's get
Isn't
it
that funny?
Started.
Isn't that funny?
But what you portrayed to us to begin with was this dancing nigga,
right?
So now you want to put on a beanie And we're all black and shit, and now you expect us to be like, oh, this the real you? Well, no, that's not what you came out.
Right.
You know what I mean? You was in these hammer pants, these glittery pants, and you was, you know, stepping sideways and doing all this dancing and all this shit, 50, 40 dancers.
So if you a thug, but you a really good ballerina, you shouldn't do ballet?
Not in your thug shit.
That's just who you are, bro. Like, I am a thug, and I'm also Baryshnikov.
So again, if you can make it work, like the nigga, the gay nigga in The Wire,
Omar,
Omar
was a bad boy.
Right, yeah. Like, you know, you suck a dick,
right?
No, he was not sucking dick though.
I don't remember him sucking a dick.
I don't
Omar
know if there was any
top
scenes.
Only.
Oh yeah, see, that's what's so great about TV back then. They didn't force you to look at the scenes.
Right. I don't know.
They may be in bed together, and they may kiss one time.
Right.
But that'd be it. It would never be no tongues, and he pull his dick out. He's like, now we got to look at this dude's dick with another dude's hand on his dick. It's like, why do we got to do this?
And it's fucking everywhere now. It's like, you really can't get away from it because everybody's got to be represented.
Yeah.
Right? Like, again, like, so is that any different when they started putting black people on shows, right?
And like, they got another black person on this show. Right, like, why are they forcing it down our throats? Okay, black people exist.
Right. Okay, black people have jobs.
Black people have houses and have conversations. Okay, we get it.
Them Cosby.
Right, there's black doctors everywhere.
I don't believe that one.
Right.
I know I've seen it on TV, but do you? Look, raise your hand if you actually know a black doctor, everybody. Right, exactly.
I don't even know white doctors. All my doctors are Indian.
Now.
That's true. That's true.
Now, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah, they've.
That's funny that we're the old school transgenders, bro.
Right.
They looked at us like, oh man, they're everywhere now.
Like, come on, stop pushing.
We gotta respect this.
Oh shit! Did you just see him? They got a black dude and a white girl on the damn TV.
And this nigger's drinking out the water fountain that everybody else drinks out of.
She looked just like our daughter. Like, holy shit, we're moving. Like, we're moving.
You gotta
to
go
Canada.
To Mars. Right?
Nah, you just gotta go to the country.
Yo, black people are the original or new trans are the new trans is the new black. It's hilarious, bro.
Trans is the new black.
Is the new black.
Well, they said that. You know what I mean? That's what their whole thing was.
Trying to make it seem like, hey, black people should understand because we dealt with discrimination as well.
We're being discriminated against like you guys were discriminated against. And
they're going
through
a lot. The trans man, they're beefing right now.
They're going through
with
a
each
lot.
Other. Or
were they beefing with their community?
So how do you feel about it?
I'm neither.
No, well, how do you feel about it? He didn't say what you are.
Oh, as an ally, I do feel like.
Okay, hold on. Hello? Hello, sir? Hold on, you're not on the, now you, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to call you because it's today, by the time when this show comes out, we'll be 10 years in the game. And I just wanted to give you a chance to say hello to... You're on the show right now, by the way. But just wanted to give you a chance to, you know, speak your mind, say hello to everybody after 10 years, see if there are any smoothies. I don't think there are any smoothies left. But, you know, maybe if there were one, you could say something to one of them.
Hey, man, hey, it's smoothies out there. Hey, B, I'm just saying, it's smoothies out there. They just lying dormant like herpes. You know what I'm saying? Just wait for me to play. I am just saying. I know J Mac looking like, what? Yeah, J Mac. You know, we say the most ridiculous, reckless shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I'm telling you.
Well, you
y'all
said
must
herpes,
be proud of
like
me.
You said, like it's Hermes, like the watch. Like you said the heart of cologne. It's not just herpes. It was like herpes.
And that's Hermes, by the way.
Is it Hermes?
Oh.
J-Mac, hey, look, J-Mac, they don't sell Hermes at Follies, bro. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Follies.
You know,
it's Follies.
Follies.
Follies is a strip
club. They just don't got the S.
Right, it's just Hermie.
Hermes.
It's spelled with a J.
Hermes.
J-Mac, I'm back in the gym, baby. I'm back in the gym.
Is that where you are right now?
I'm about to be slim some more. Nah,
uh-oh, you got cut off?
Are you available? I was in the gym, bro.
I don't think he's in the gym. I think he's just taking Ozempic.
He's taking Ozempic.
No, hey, look, I wish, French Reggie, if you know where I can get a Haitian hookup, let me know.
You might be a diabetic. You might actually be able to get on your insurance.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, look.
If you still eat snacks like you used to eat snacks.
French Reggie, fuck you in the socks you wear. Hey, I'm not a diabetic, motherfucker. What are you saying? Like, yeah, you wishing that better? French Reggie, take that back. I mean, you know, I was wishing that your hair grew. You know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck that. I'm taking that shit back. Hey, you gonna be bald here for life.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Have you done that test at doihaveprediabetes.org?
No.
Yeah, it's a website. Go ahead and take the test. You might be closer than you think.
Knowledge
is fucking power. I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying take the test, my nigga. It's like fucking getting a colonoscopy.
Hey, look, you know what?
You find out where you at. You can
take Mounjaro. I think it's the same shit. It's like Viagra when they discovered Viagra. And they realize...
Hey, like, it's like Ozempic?
Yeah, it's the same chemicals. They just, you know...
Watch that South Park episode. They say all the different ones that are out there.
Do not take Ozempic, bro.
Hey B, I'm not listening to these fools, man. I'm getting in the gym. I'm doing it the right way. You
got a trainer?
I just got a little bit of tummy to shred. Huh?
You got a trainer?
Yeah.
Oh.
YouTube.
Nah. So I mean, so you gonna let French Reggie stretch you out then?
Hey, no. Hey, it's like what I was telling B. Hey, look, I gotta get back to my YouTube video because like I went to the gym with B last week And I was like, yeah, B, I like this exercise right here because this shit helped my biceps. B was looking at me like, fool, that's for your back. I was like, well, damn. I got to get back on here. That's why I got to
He was doing the row. Talking about, man, this make my chest feel good, man. This is great for my chest. Like, no, nigga, that's your back.
That's your back.
That's totally a back exercise. If you're feeling in your chest, you're doing it wrong.
That means he was just singing.
The chest is like, shoot, I ain't never felt this movement either.
You know how weak you got to be to feel a back exercise in your chest? You're like, ooh, this shit tight. Nigga, that's your whole body.
That's not your chest. Look,
that nigga doing it backwards.
J-Mac, and then the nigga pointed out to me, said, this is why they got fucking pictures on machines to show you what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? That one machine, I didn't look at it when I got on it because I was so used to getting on it and I forgot that it does work your back. But I was like, shit, this shit, it looked like my chest was folding in. You know how like you do the dumbbells or whatever, you close them in or what? My chest was like, I was like, oh shit, this chest folding in.
Yeah, which move you doing? You know
how you make the pec, like, I was pulling it to me, like when you try to say butterfly.
I feel like he's trying to do butterflies, you know, with the barbells.
I don't know what the fuck this nigga's talking about.
He's just doing some bench press.
He's trying to fold it in the pec. What the fuck?
So you got the barbells. You lay it on your back, right? And you got them to the side, right? And then you're bringing them to the top.
To the front. Yeah, but that's how it was looking like. You know how your chest fold in or your pecs fold in like that when you do that exercise? That's what it seemed like it was doing when I was doing the little row with the pool thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I thought it was a chest exercise. I was fucked up. I was wrong.
So you be staring at your muscles?
Sometimes smooth get it wrong. Huh?
Sometimes.
You be staring at your muscles while you be working out?
Yeah, I look at my muscles, nigga, because I'm going to watch this shit. It's almost like the doctor asked you, when the last time, so, you know, he asked you crazy questions. When was the last time you noticed this? So I want to notice, you know what I'm saying, the transition, you know what I'm saying, of my body going from fat to fine. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, from fat to slim, you know what I'm saying, or in shape.
So where are you working out at?
LA Fitness.
Okay.
Yeah. Come get you some, J-Mac. You got a membership still?
Nah, not for that. I had to downgrade.
Don't get an injury.
I'm at Planet Fitness now.
So if you're looking at muscles, your muscles when you're working out, what are you looking at when I'm working out?
No, I don't look at you, B. I'm looking around at the women
what?
In the gym.
It took too long to
answer. What?
If you're focusing so hard on your shit, like when I work out, what do you when I'm working out with you, what are you looking at? You looking around the room?
No, well, you know, we was on different machines. Remember, I wasn't standing there looking at you. I was on a different machine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking around the room. I ain't really, it depends on the machine that I'm off. Nice little eye candy in a different gym I went to. I was like, oh, okay, I might have to come over here too.
I
told you it was got a second.
I feel like you work out just enough to be dangerous.
J-Mac, you stealing my shit? You stealing my shit, J-Mac? That's the shit that B told me never use again on interviews. You know what I'm saying? I can never say that no more. I know just enough to be dangerous. He said, hey, look, he said, please don't say that shit no more no interviews, Jay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Hey, I learned that somewhere. I learned that from
of
somewhere,
Of course you
J-Mac.
Learned it somewhere. I mean, a book or something you read? Something. Somebody you heard?
Yeah.
Motivational speaker that wasn't motivating?
I was listening to a motivational speaker today, and he was saying that he went back to school to get his degree, get his master's, because he needed to compete with some of the top guys, not to just compete for just motivation, but he just knew that he couldn't go on corporations and not pronounce the names right. So you can't say screed. And I forget the word he actually used. He said, I forget the word he used, but he said, I need to know the language that, you know what I'm saying, what they speak in.
Yeah, and the vernacular. Speak
that. So J-Mac, I'm getting it together, J-Mac. I'm learning, bro. So I got a lot better since the last time you seen me. Huh?
The summer's almost over, so you working on your winter body or your fall body?
I'm going to tell you something. Hey, J-Mac, it's like this body right here is all weather, baby. Them women, they got about to catch hell. You hear me? Hey, this all weather, baby. This like an evergreen plant. Hey, it's all year round. Mm. So it don't matter when I get it together, as long as I get it together.
I feel that.
And I'm on this vitamin D that's giving me energy like you can't believe.
Mm. You said
I felt
what?
Like Superman the other day.
Animal what?
Vitamin D.
No, you see, I'm on this vitamin D.
Yeah, he
And
he,
I'm on this.
He told me about this the other day. He believes that vitamin D is the cure for all his ills.
Vitamin D is not an energy, though, is it? I thought that was B.
It does give you energy. No, vitamin D gives you energy,
B12?
Too.
B12, right?
No, this vitamin D.
No, I
like David. Like David. Dick. Like David.
Yeah, like Dick.
Like vitamin D.
Hey, J-Mac, I ain't even gonna lie. I took that vitamin D. Hey, it's been giving me a lot of edge. Like, I've been fucking really like I've been in high school.
You been doing what?
Like, for real. Fucking like I've been in high school. Like, it's giving me energy like that. You know, sometimes you just get that one, you know, like, at my age right now, it's just that one and done. You know what I'm saying? Hey, catch me at another time. But shit, I'm like, shit, I'm amped up. Yeah, I don't even be looking for the energy drink like that.
I debunked that myth that old guys can't go back to back. I did, I think, 4 times in one day this year. So that was a myth. I debunked that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, I don't think it's because of vitamin D.
It wasn't because of vitamin D. I don't take vitamin D.
Yeah, vitamin D is that's like sunlight.
Yeah. Right.
Sunlight. B taking a CBD incubus. So it's giving him that energy.
That should make him not want to fuck. You should make him slow down.
What's the shit that hype you up there, friends?
Crack.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Cocaine will do that.
Yeah. Cocaine will get you going.
Yeah, cocaine.
Hey, you'll be past wanting to fuck, though, right? Oh, but let me not talk on it because I'm not an expert.
No. You be wanting to fuck on the coke.
Yeah, but your dick don't.
I think that's ecstasy. No.
I heard your dick.
That's ecstasy. No. Look, in the movies, when you watch movies, niggas on coke be fucking a long time.
Yeah, that's the ecstasy.
But you can't ever come. It's something.
Yeah, it might be like it delays your orgasm.
Or it doesn't have, you don't have one.
Because it's like a desensitizing, you know, cocaine has a numbing effect.
Yeah. Well,
especially if she rubs some of that in her mouth too before she gave you head.
Then she won't even.
Oh, yeah, just rub that shit around her mouth. Dick will be around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. So, Smooth, I brought you to the show to talk about the 10 years that we've been doing this. And you talk about your dick again. How did we get to your dick? I don't know.
I'm sorry. Let me say this real quick. It almost, J-Mac, to your point, man, it reminded me back in the day when I put that China brush on my dick and that it's just a numbing. It's the numbing stuff, right? I used it back in the day. And she was like, my mouth tingling. That shit was desensitizing.
You feel like you've been to the dentist with your dick?
Was it called China what? What was it called again?
It was a China brush. And you know what I'm saying? It was a little small tube that remind you like of the oil that you get in the malls for cologne. It was a little small tube and you just rub it and you know it had a little brush like, you know how the women had an eye pencil so that they do the eyebrows and you dip it in there and you rub it around the head of your shit. And it was kind of almost like somewhat like sticky like honey, but not like sticky, but man, that shit desensitize you and you go to work. But if a chick go to licking on it, you know what I'm saying? They say it's like that sweet.
I mean, I've never
understood that. So, you put something on your dick that numbs your dick.
Right.
And the way your dick gets hard is from sensation of being stimulated. But if it's numb, how does it get hard?
Because it's just the act.
But you know, when I was young, when you were young, right, you didn't want to come fast, right? So you don't want to be the one like that. You want to last a long time. So that's I guess that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So
but when you
I wanted
young,
to be like
you,
the energizer bunny.
So when you was young, you couldn't go back to back? That's why you didn't want to come fast?
Friends, you know what it's like. You still young, nigga. Like, you get that first nut, and, like, nigga, everybody dick gonna go down. Like, they ain't just jumping right, rock solid, right out that first nut. Everything go flat like a tire. And then you gotta bust it back up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Like, for real, jumper cables, you know, or take a little small break and shit. Hey, friend, you can lie all you want, but everybody like that, bro.
I got you. 10 years, man. 10 years, saying. Nothing changed.
This nigga mad at you. He's like, yo, don't lie, nigga. Don't lie.
Nothing changed.
Friends, I'm like,
okay,
I have evolved.
So no, we haven't, because I brought you on the show to talk about 10 years, and you're talking about dicks and China brush still.
But I'm telling you, that's only because once again in 10 years, J-Mac still managed to derail me and caused me to get off track. You know what I'm saying? And I fell for the okie doke once a fucking again, J-Mac. Yeah.
My bad, my nigga. I'm trying to do better.
What is that they say?
Nope.
Hey, I think you're doing good, J-Mac. What is that? Fell for the potato trick or potato in the tail fight?
Banana.
Or whatever
tail
it is
fight.
They're saying.
Banana. It's banana not a, it's not a saying. It's from it's a movie quote from Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
Oh, you're not going to fall for a banana in the tail fight?
Oh, that shit sucked too, J-Mac.
They
I
got
know
a
you
brand new
it.
One. Beverly Hills Cop did not suck. Come on, you
talking about the new
I
one.
I
heard the new one sucked. That's
the
what,
Axel F?
That's what that's
the new one, J-Mac.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm not going to even watch that. I'm not going to watch Axel F.
But I just want to say...
The third one sucked.
Hey, but But J Mac, I'm not sorry to cut you off, but to all my motherfucking smoothies out there, if y'all stay there and y'all lying doing, man, hey, just come on back out. Let the fellas know that y'all still around.
Have an
that
outbreak.
Y'all still support. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, have an outbreak. You know what I'm saying? Multiply like gremlins. You know, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like you coming on the show is like, that's it. That's the catalyst for them, you know. That,
yeah, they're going to jump out.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, like, you're going to need, what's that shit, that cream that they offer for herpes? We're gonna need to put that out there.
There's a cream for herpes.
I thought herpes you can't fix it.
J Mac,
how are you gonna put a cream to fix it?
I won't say Blue Star or
J Mac. Let us know, J Mac.
No,
calamari lotion.
That's a crab.
No. So what's the mouth? You already said it though. What's the mouth herpes stuff that you put on?
Like
you talking about like for a cold sore?
Like the Carmex.
Nah, it's not Carmex.
Abreva.
There it is.
Do not put Abreva on your dick.
I mean,
do not put a breathe on
your
dick.
You're just going to have to let the herpes just go do his thing.
Fuck around, put a breathe on your dick and it works, please, you need to let the world know that. But I'm saying, just, I would suggest if you have herpes on your dick, please do not put a breathe on it.
You probably need some antibiotics.
I don't know. Just
you probably need antibiotics.
It's got to be a different skin.
Yeah, definitely a different skin.
I mean, if you put China brush. Where do you even get China brush?
No idea.
You can't get that.
If you put China brush,
if you're willing to put, you know, all these.
He put Nair on his dick before.
He did put Nair on his dick, and he also used to.
I did.
He also used to use a Saran wrap as a condom.
And he was a gas station, you know,
a gas station dick pills.
Yeah, I mean, he used to love them.
So big. You gotta think about it. If Saran wrap is good. If Saran wrap is good,
fuck diabetes. This nigga got something else.
Like, the girl was down with it. Like when he put,
Saran wrap. You can't. I dispel that one. You can't come. You know how good your wrap have to be. Like you can't have no sharp angles.
Think about it. So what you have to do is like it's like you got to take your time like wrapping a present. You know what I'm saying? If you wrap your dick, you take your time. You wrap your dick around and then you fold the excess part down.
Yeah, fold the edges over.
Fold that motherfucker down.
Put a little piece
and then
tape
you
on
can
there.
Take one more round turn, take one more round turn around that. Then you got that shit is locked and sealed tight. You hold the freshness in.
Freshness.
You know what I'm saying?
And this nigga also wore two condoms before. Remember that?
Yeah, I've heard of niggas doing that.
Hell yeah.
Thinking that that was going to be extra protection. About, which is worse because it just causes more friction.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked. But I was young then when I was doing this shit because I really didn't want to get anything. I feared of getting something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like Beyonce told me the dumbest shit I told Beyonce when I said, then our pussy feel the same. He said, that's the dumbest shit you've ever said in your life.
Well, you were about to get married as an 18, as a 17 or 18 year old when you told me that. So that was just me saying, I mean, okay, now that we're 40 something. I will say that pussy feels similar. I was afraid that you were about to marry somebody when you were 17. So that's why I was like, man, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard, bro. But it wasn't that all pussy feels the same. It was that you were about to marry a chick, and she was lining you up, bro, because she was like, oh, this nigga going to go to the military? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I got two kids
think
already.
Think about that, be honest. That could have changed the trajectory of my life. Since you told me not to fucking get married, I took your advice. I was like, fuck it. Be word is God. I was like, I definitely owe you some damn, what is that? Reciprocity? What is it? Reparations? What is it?
Restitution?
Some royalties?
Can you say some money? Can you say some regular shit right now instead of going through all these R words?
Hey,
yo, you smoking,
bro. I gotta show my growth over the last 10 years, man. Like, my vocabulary, ChatGPT has been my friend. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I love this shit.
Hey.
So, but, yeah. Huh?
I know you in the gym, right? And you working out on the weights. Nigga, you're going to have to mix in some cardio, nigga. You're going to have to get rid of that cough.
Jimmy, I did the bike. No, I'm laughing. That's because I'm laughing, Jimmy.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't laugh without coughing, either you got COVID.
Are you really overweight?
Are you already got...
Like one of them.
J-Mac, you bring this shit on. I think it's because now back on the phone, French Reggie used to be the one that had the cough, and that shit used to linger. He was the only one I knew had a cough for 2 years.
No, that nigga had what happens right before a cough. That's on his throat, whatever that's called.
It's
a,
like pre-diabetes, he had pre-cough.
You think his voice was still changing at 24?
I think it changed during the show.
It definitely changed.
Because when he first got here, everybody thought he was gay or feminine.
Right. Yeah, because I think he finally came into his manhood, like being on the show and shit, because he was so young and tender.
His
and
nuts
vibrant.
Had to drop, right?
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's right, Smooth? Yeah.
Say what again? Yeah, he was what? Yeah, hey, no, Fred. I mean, Smooth, what'd you say?
He said he was vibrant
young,
and tender.
Young, vibrant, and tender. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like a fucking...
You're smiling. You're going to let him get away with that?
That sounds like a what? Like a dating profile?
No, like you sound like a like a gay groomer.
You still wearing the knee length socks with the Liberty shorts?
Currently,
I'm wearing regular socks. Yeah.
Currently, he got all his thigh out, bro.
Those are not regular socks. Those are dress socks, right?
Those are definitely dress socks.
They're just black socks.
He has a trucker hat on.
That's nylon. That's not cotton.
Touch it.
No trucker hat today.
This nigga said touch it.
No trucker hat, but he is showing me his entire thigh for real. Yeah. Like it's right above the butt cheek. That's where it's stopping.
I can imagine Fridge Reggie gonna be that old dude that he's nutting out.
Oh, his nuts gonna come out?
Yeah, like he's gonna be an old nigga nuts just dangling.
Yeah, we lost the movie. That's okay though.
Oh, man,
just dangling.
Yeah, that's fun, man.
10 years hasn't changed for Smooth.
I was expecting him to have something positive to
really?
Say.
Yeah, like, oh, keep going. Like
bring it on home. Nope. He went right back to his dick. That's his content.
Salute to 10 years.
Some things never change. And why should it?
Especially if it don't matter.
I remember back in the days when we were doing the lives or whatever on Facebook, they were like, yo, Smooth, I'm going to stop watching if Smooth don't stop talking about his dick. You know how many times I got that message? More than a couple of times I got a message saying, hey, I'm done with this show if Smooth doesn't stop talking about
his
dick.
I love how he called right when we were talking about how, you know, the trans and the gays are people. Like, he knew the timing.
It made his dick hair split up.
when he first got... snuck, or like all that was on his dating profile was a lot of trans. That was hilarious, cause yeah, he was a pioneer in that. Like you said today, you know, now people can't get away from it, and like you know, we used to joke Smooth about it, but yeah. Like you know, I think you know you can just you can have it on your profile, or you could. I know that you can't tell always. Cause what was that? What was that pool party that used to be in Vegas? I forget. Was it a rehab? So that is a club, I think. And they used to have these fucking crunk rehab pool parties. And
then
they
went to,
and then it was on MTV. They used to like do a reality show from him. And I'll never forget when the nigga was out there with his homeboys. You know, in Vegas, everybody just comes from wherever. And he ran up on a tranny, and a fucking dude, you know, the security dude or whatever, was like, "Tell your boy, like, that ain't what you think it is, you know, like on some Crocodile Dundee shit. Like that's not a Sheila."
Right.
It's like, but you know,
movie reference.
Sheila?
No, Crocodile Dundee.
Right. So
he's never seen Crocodile Dundee.
And the Sheila in Australia is what they call a woman. But he's talking to this fucking, and I don't even think it was a transsexual at that much as it was maybe a drag queen, which often confuses me because I'm just like, y'all just upping names. It was the same shit, right? Like they got
I think drag queen is...
Drag queens still think they're guys.
I think drag queen is a performative thing.
Yeah.
So they're like doing a performance. I don't think you just walk around as a drag queen. I think you do that on stage.
I think that's like at the lips thing. That's a performative. But I think if you just...
I will definitely say I'm not an expert at this, and I'll back out of this conversation.
You're not going to Dunning-Kruger this bitch?
But you seem like you got it. Go ahead, Dunning.
But drag queens, I had an Auntie JoJo.
Sure, Kruger.
Drag queens are similar to the people in Thailand, like the ladyboys. Like, they know they're dudes. They're not trying to pretend they're something else.
But I thought those seem like they're... I don't know. What am I talking about?
What are we doing here? Yeah. Why your expertise on these things? Like, you got a definitely roadblock for expertise.
I've learned my lesson, Mac. In 10 years, what I've learned is that I don't know shit, so shut up.
But because of all these confusion, they are beefing with the gays. And I got the video.
Confusion is a singular word. You can't say these.
Oh, that's true. That's good grammar.
in 10 years, you still haven't learned how to speak English.
But he got a master's. I mean,
that's crazy, right?
Yeah, again,
because writing is different, because like, writing, you got to proofread. So,
well, if you're proof, if you're proof speaking,
how do you proofread if you don't know how to speak?
Because when you proofread, you read it again and you see the mistake. But when you're just speaking live, you're not thinking about the mistake you just made.
So you're going to say this instead of these. So
yeah,
go ahead.
If I was proofreading, yeah.
No, but go ahead. What was your point?
Because we can't really tell the difference between who's trans and who's not, and they have all these rules, all these pronouns and so on.
Yeah.
It's creating so much confusion now. There's problems between the trans community and the gay community.
No.
And I'm not gay or trans, so there's a gay person that explains it perfectly and even tell you.
He did a Porky Pig. He said, Porky Pig was so cool.
You want to hear this?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Okay, I told you so, but they want to get rid of regular gay and lesbians now because being gay or lesbian is racist and everyone should be trans now. The organization GLAAD, which is a trans activist organization, is now saying that being gay or lesbian is just a subcategory of being trans. They removed biological sex from the equation and replaced it with gender. So you're no longer gay or a lesbian, you are same gender loving. But what is gender? So these are the new terms to erase gay people and have everyone be trans now. Because you are no longer gay, you are attracted to masculinity. And you are no longer a lesbian, you are just attracted to femininity. But why would they do this? Because it validates men. It validates men. Because it validates men who identify as women who claim that they're lesbians. It validates their identity. How far can they actually take this? Like, this is why the LGB needs to be separated from the T. Because on one side, you have an orientation, and on the other side, you have mental illness. Yeah, you heard me right. I said what I said.
And the reason why I love this video, because we called it.
Yeah.
We all called this 2-3 years ago. It was like, eventually, gay people ain't gonna fuck with
I want to see what these terms are she pulled up.
Well, it was like, not the glad.
Yeah,
it's like one means that you're just attracted to masculinity. And the other
was
one,
that the end of it?
It's coming back. I just got it on mute so that I can, once I see it, I'm gonna read it out once it pops back on the screen. Because I want to know what the, she said their definition. Like, what book is this in? Okay, here they go. Hold on. All right, so it says androsexual.
That's a weird name already.
Well, it's from the word androgynous.
Oh. Woots.
Yeah.
No, it just still seems weird.
An adjective used to describe a person who is primarily sexually, aesthetically, and or romantically attracted to masculinity. What?
Yes.
I'm going to read that one more time because I didn't get it the first time I read it. An adjective used to describe a person who is primarily sexually, aesthetically, and or romantically attracted to masculinity. So primarily, you have to be sexually attracted to a male. Then aesthetically, meaning you have to be attracted to the parts.
So again, so they're ruling out butches, right? Like, so you got a dyke who acts masculine, but she looks feminine. So that's not going to work.
Well, this is GLAAD's new term for gay. That's just gay.
Oh.
An adjective used to describe a person who is primarily sexually, aesthetically, and or romantically attracted to masculinity. And that's androsexual or androphilic. GLAAD's new term for lesbian is gynosexual or gynophile. Gynophily.
I'm gynophily.
That's a weird word. And an adjective used to describe a person who is primarily sexually, aesthetically, and or romantically attracted to femininity.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, French Reggie, and I know that people didn't want to hear it, and it was like, oh, that's you. I mean, you're walking a slippery slope when you talk about mental illness, but there's nothing. There's nothing. We can go back to last week's, you know, show about dementia. And you were talking about people just, you know, co-signing on, you know, how often you just co-sign on some shit that you know ain't real, right? Like, you can't just
but
keep
you
doing
said
it.
We should do it.
Well, with people with dementia, for sure.
But not people with transmentia?
Nah, yeah. Transmentia don't get it. Like, you just need, if you're young, and maybe if you do have dementia, right, if that's a thing that's causing this, right, then we need to address it, right? And in your world, maybe we can say, hey, yeah, you are a fucking Martian, or you are a fucking, you know, ex-war hero.
Doorknob.
Or whatever the fuck you think you are, right? Like, you just want to be this, right, out of the blue all of a sudden. Fine. But
no, that's okay. wanting to be something is fine.
Right.
I don't have a society. No, thinking you are.
Right.
Is the problem. Wanting to be all day long. Right. Want to be a dude, want to be a girl, whatever you want to be.
Right.
Believing that you actually are, but somebody fucked up in the manufacturing plant.
Right.
But how do you make that want a reality if you don't believe it?
Huh?
How do you
Wow. That was fucking deep. I caught it, nigga. Like that. That's deep. Like, I don't know, man. That's
You said wanting is fine, but believing that you are is the problem. I was like, but how do you actually make that want become a desired reality if you don't believe it?
You were a kid, you probably wanted to fly.
Yeah.
How'd you work that out?
I tried to and I bust my ass.
How did you work it out? The result.
Busting my ass.
No. So you don't want to do it anymore?
I didn't want to feel that pain no more.
Why?
Because I realized I couldn't fly.
Oh, so that's what happens. Yeah. You don't make a want a reality if it's not possible.
Right.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That's that same mentality. The mentality that you just asked that question with is the same mentality that's the fucking problem.
But to them,
you can't do whatever you want to do.
But to them, right. We are creating a world where it is possible to fly.
It's not possible.
But we are, though.
It's not.
We are giving them F as in female in the license. They can put that in their job applications now. What?
Still sound like a want to me. Do you have a dick and you can make kids with it?
You got ovaries and a fucking
womb.
You're just
playing dress up, bro.
Right.
And that's crazy. It's crazy to really feel like you're the wrong person on the inside and that God was playing a joke on everybody. Not you, on everybody else.
Right. So it's weird, right? Like if you feel like you should have been something else, right? Like I remember growing up feeling like I should have been born in the 60s, right? Like I felt like, you know, the free love, the fucking drugs, all of that shit, that would have been a better time for me, right? Like, but it wasn't. And I never, you know, it couldn't be, right?
That's the problem.
Right. It could.
Not that it wasn't. It couldn't.
It just couldn't. Because I wasn't born. No, it wasn't, though, right? I can't make myself a fucking flower child. I can't make myself, you know,
be born in the 60s.
Right. Like, I can't make myself be born in the
60s. Or be born in the 50s or 40s, I guess.
Yeah.
Mid 40s.
Yep. So it's just one of those things, man, that it's, you know, I, you can want whatever, but you can't. And there's no other, like, way we allow this to happen where you can say, hey, this is just what it is, and then we have to respect what you say.
Yeah, I think the reason why we allow it is because there's an economy behind it. We can make money out of these people because they're going to be consistent side effects because they're not really that. So the fact that they're willing to go through those surgeries and shit.
Or is it part of the bigger plan, again, of population reduction?
Or is it part of the even bigger plan where we got a bunch of senators and celebrities that are fucking perverts and they're like, well, shit, anything I can do to get y'all closer to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think all those play a role to the acceptance of allowing society to become that way. I think the perversion in the people in power is one thing. I think the financial component is the thing that actually makes companies and random motherfuckers be like, oh, okay, let's do it. Doctors, people that go to doctorate school to be like, okay, I guess I'll do this surgery.
Because you know how many fucking, like, you know, psychiatric wards were built because of a mindset like that, right? Where there was just one person's like, oh, I'm a fucking unicorn or I'm a fucking, I'm a leprechaun.
And if you really
I'm a fucking this or that, right? Like, I came from, you know, like, you just going back to fucking movies, right? Like, in the first Terminator. They fucking put her in a psychiatric ward when she fucking talked about this fucking dude who came from the future and then, you know, there was this Terminator that tried to kill her and all this other bullshit. They end up locking that bitch up. Mm-hmm. They put her in a fucking psychiatric ward and said, fuck you. You talking this crazy shit? You don't get to live with the rest of us.
You see, like, with me with the train shit, I have, like, weird, like, a part of me feels like this is really a first world problem. Because, like,
well, that's because the mother niggas, I mean,
In other places in the world, niggas ain't worried about that shit.
They're really, I mean, because again, there's too much living, right? Yeah. Like, again, this is, goes back to, so if we were talking about then the previous show, LeBron, you know, and fucking Bronny,
yeah,
and you talking about having more time to be creativity, this is what happens when you have too much time.
Yeah.
You start. This is the creativity that you come up with. Right, like you start. I mean, you want some creative shit? How about this? I'm a boy or I'm a girl, right? Like this is some new creative shit. Like you thought I was gonna fucking paint a fucking Picasso or some shit. You thought I was gonna fucking sculpt something develop something else, right? Like, I'm here sculpting these nuts off, and now I'm telling you I'm a girl, and you have to fucking believe it, right?
But here's the other thing with the financial component. With, like, if you're anorexic, there's not really money in that, because one, you're killing yourself slowly, and two, the food industry is suffering. Same goes for bulimic. But with the trans, you're going to have consistent side effects because of these surgeries. That means there's consistent medicine I can prescribe you. Two, you're going to have you already have a psychological problem, so therapy budget is off to the roof. Three, if more and more people fall for this stupidity, we can show the world, hey, people need to be governed. People need a leader to tell them what to do because they're, quote-unquote, suffering from identity issues. So I believe all these things, like we had said, plays a role, but I think the financial component is the engine. I think the other things are the alternator and shit like that, but the engine is the money they can make off of that.
I guess. I mean, and I think, too, it may be even more than that, right? Like, I think, you know, the distractions, right? You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, you know, arguing with people about their, you know, going into the right bathroom or this, that, and the other. Meanwhile, laws are being changed around us that are fucking us up, right? And yeah, it started again.
Project 2025.
That shit right there is many. The fact that Project 2025. Yeah.
Oh.
And then, you know.
That's always been the plan, though, right?
But then, like, you know, that it's funny because people were talking about, SCOTUS just made it so that the president is above fucking reproach, right, while in doing his duties, right? Like, you can't fucking do anything against him while he's in office or whatever, while he does something while in office, I guess, right? And it's like, oh, well, here, Trump is trying to do this. I'm like, fuck Trump. That's groundwork for any, I mean, that's
right.
Not just
it has
Trump.
Nothing to do with Trump. It's everybody.
That's not just Trump. Like, that just goes forward. Like, any president has this ability now to do some whatever the fuck shit and can't be held really accountable. I mean, we talking about fucking women and their accountability fucking, measure or what their number is. Fucking, we just took that off the board for presidents. Like, right. You got no accountability. Like, you don't give a fuck. Like, you could do whatever the fuck you want as long as you're doing it as a president and quote-unquote.
So with that type of ruling, no president need to get impeached no more.
No, that's what they're going to do. Like, this whole circus that we've been having about fucking coming for presidents and shit like that, like, we're going to stop this. As a matter of fact, from now on, a president is above the law, basically. And it's like, well, goddamn.
Well, wasn't it always?
But why shouldn't they be above the law? What's the fucking point?
Listen.
What's the point in getting to that level?
Yeah, if I'm not above the law.
Like, if what's the point? Like, well, if I'm the bossest boss that there is in this country, how is anybody going to check me? Who going to check me, boo?
Checks and balances. That's why we have that, right?
Yeah, but that's stupid.
But it's just to give us the illusion we have.
It's not really.
Well, it kind of is because, you know, he couldn't before just unilaterally do anything, right? Like, there was the fucking Senate, there's Congress, there's shit that had to be fucking agreed upon before, sure, he had veto power to say no on certain things, but he couldn't just say, hey, this is what's going to happen. Fuck anybody got to say.
Right.
You know what I mean? That wasn't the case. And I think that was the thing that, you know, as a country, we just celebrated a couple weeks ago, 4th of July, of what we were trying to get away from, right? Like, the whole reason why we became our own country was because we didn't want to operate underneath that kind of a system. Right? Am I wrong? Because, again, I did cut a lot of classes.
Well, I think that's one version, but I think that it had a lot to do with Protestant, being Protestant as far as religion goes. I think it had more to do with religion than it did government back then.
And it was weird because you don't hear about a lot of Protestant shit. You know what I mean? It's more Baptist.
Well, yeah, but that's because you don't understand what the word Protestant means.
Oh, no, I don't.
I'm good on that third one.
That's cool.
Protestant is protesting against the regular religion, so Catholicism. Anything that's not Catholicism in Christianity would be considered Protestant because you're protesting against Vatican and the mother church, as opposed to, so Lutheran, Baptist, all those are Protestant religions.
Episcopalian.
Those are all Protestant religions. Right. So, I must.
This is your shmee. Fuck you. Don't act like this ain't your shmee.
No.
When it comes to religion,
no.
You know your shit. Shut the fuck up. Don't do this.
I don't know a goddamn thing.
Don't do this.
Nope. Dunning-Kruger.
Yeah, bullshit.
D. DK.
Bullshit. We were brothers in cross. I know you know.
I'm DK.
You didn't been to the motherland, my nigga.
Dunny Kruger.
Nigga, you were on fucking field trips.
I've heard, so don't take my word for it, that that's what Protestant.
Nigga, you were baptized in the River Jordan.
I've heard.
Were you or were you not?
I have heard. The irrelevant, yes, I was, but irrelevant.
To the water.
Irrelevant, however, I've heard.
No, that's not irrelevant. That's no, a fucking irrelevant. No. That's irrelevant. That no.
That's
no,
Jesus
that.
Shit right there.
Right, come on. You talking about like there's niggas in bathtubs with chlorine and shit. Nigga, yeah, yeah. You in here with
a regular
authentic
bathtub.
Right, this nigga got a warm fucking bubbles and shit. Like you know.
No, it was so ridiculous, bro. Like I've told on the show before. It was like an assembly line baptism. It wasn't what you think. It wasn't like me and the bunch of, you know, prehistoric people out in the middle of some place that there's no land for.
What's the series with John Goodman and he's an evangelist? Was it the his whole family?
It's on HBO Max. Thornberries. I know what you're talking about because the guy from Eastbound and Down.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
In that first episode where they're baptizing people in the wave pool at like a fucking like
it
like,
wasn't that bad. No. But they've made it a turnstile. So right. Like they got like bars like Six Flags. You know how you go through the little bars to get, you know, in the when you're in line.
Yeah.
There's like those bars.
Like you're getting on the subway.
Right. They have that going down to the river. And then you know what I'm saying? You go down one and come back up one. And then you go to where their actual water is. But you're waiting in a line. And then you go to the place and they dump you. It's the same.
Did you have to pay?
Yeah. It's an assembly line.
No, so you had to pay, though?
Yes.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it maybe, you know, hey, anybody who wants to come, come on down.
Ain't no volunteers out
there. No, this is like Six Flags.
Right. Like, you got to pay for your salvation.
Oh.
Well, there was a church selling that recently, though. Recently, in 2024, there was a church selling salvation.
Wow.
they were letting people buy their land in heaven.
See, and this is the, and I think.
Bro, in 2024, bro.
I wouldn't even want to put that guy in jail.
Why? Fuck him.
He's like, hey, it's a good hustle. No, like, listen, no, this nigga.
Like, if niggas are that stupid, like, that's on them. Like,
no, it's not.
Come
because
on.
There are people who are that religious, and I would say religion and stupidity are synonymous. Okay. But y'all might feel that's offensive, so I won't say it.
Well,
okay. But I will say that I would say it.
Well, I think that there is the same.
Because I feel like if a nigga did that, I can't even be mad at him.
No, but there is the same. There is a very, I'm not gonna say similar mindset, but it is really like the
niggas that be buying stars.
No, not the niggas, the trans community, right? No, seriously. You believe so hard, right? Like, you believe beyond fucking reality, right? Like, or beyond anything that anybody can say to you, right?
Right.
Like, there's nothing that anybody can say that would dispel your belief. Like, even if you are confronted with other information, like your dick, you're still going to be like, nah, I'm still a woman. Like,
obviously.
That doesn't mean shit. Like, somebody
got
it wrong.
You don't see this black girl magic all over me?
That's like, just a big clip. Like, fuck you. Like, and it's the same thing with religion. There's some people that they're not open to anything, right? Like, and I've often, you know, that's why I don't really fuck with religion because I remember telling my parents was like, we don't, you guys are, you know, basically is anything but this is of the devil. But how do you know? Because you have never even looked into anything because you've been told
right. Everything
but this is the devil. So anything, why would you even open yourself or even look at anything else, right? And when anyone comes with any sort of argument or discussion about anything else, you just shut it down immediately. Like, fuck you. You're just spreading the fucking devil's work, right? And it's just like, well, hold on. You don't even know. I mean, again, I hate to show these movies and shit and shows, but I was watching Abbott Elementary, and the fucking chick Jadine, the little short girl, her dude, they were like, she's like, we've been together since eighth grade. And they're like, wait a minute. So this is the only nigga you didn't fuck?
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah. And they're like, well, how do you know then? Like, I mean,
how do you know what?
How do you know that this is it? Like, you don't.
What do you mean? Oh, because I don't agree with you on this one.
I understand, but this is what they're saying. Like, how do you know you're getting good dick? How do you know you're fucking. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I'll ask you this. Do you enjoy it? Then you're getting good dick. You see how the brain wants to make something else? If you're enjoying it, you're getting good dick. Shut up and get that good dick.
I get it. But how do
why
you know
do you need a sample?
Oh, good. How you know they're not better dick?
Why do you need better? If it's good enough and you're coming, why would you need better?
Oh, that's such a great point. I get it.
That's some Satan shit. Satan got you out there trying other pussies and trying other dicks.
I get you.
That
falls right in line with the you know the Christian nationalists, right? They're like, I know, I don't need to hear nothing else. I'm satisfied with the word that I've been given, right? Like, so anybody trying to tell me about anything else that may contradict what I know is the devil. Like, fuck you. I'm happy enough. I'm happy. I'm satisfied enough with what I know, with what I've been taught, that nothing else fucking matters.
Yeah, that's Dunning-Kruger, though.
Everything is Dunning-Kruger, if you think about it.
It is.
Danny. Don't say Danny no more, bro.
It is Dunning-Kruger.
Every podcast.
And that's why it can't be a real thing. Stop it.
It's only been around since 1999.
And they need to put it back.
And there's nothing new. And since, I mean, look, if you've just been bitten shit, like, it's...
They just made that shit
right. Like, it's hard to come up with new shit now. like this late in the game.
Hey, what the fuck can we call it? Right.
Like, that's all we're doing is rebranding a lot of shit that's already been around.
Just rebranding bullshit. Bullshitting.
I just don't like the fact, and I, you know, this is going back to last week, but I just don't like the fact that they try to shut people out and make people feel like... Your opinion doesn't matter. Be quiet because we're the experts. Nigga, right. Y'all ain't no fuck.
And then when you look at history, it's usually a nigga that's from the outside world of whatever that thing is that makes the best invention or the greatest.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the founder of philosophy. What was his name? What did he talk about?
Who was the founder of philosophy?
I don't know. Plato? We talked about. No, it wasn't Plato. It was Socrates, I think.
Okay.
And again, he was the anti-establishment.
Dude, oh, right, right. Because he was a plebe, but he was going against the establishment. So they're like, nigga, we're not listening to you. What the fuck?
He's anti-establishment.
Ass nigga. And definitely money makes you smarter. Money makes you more important, right?
Makes you more important. I don't know about smart.
Does it make you more important?
That's what they fool everybody into.
I love when you just hop right on
But this
get the twerking, nigga.
I didn't say that, so he's not hopping on anything.
No, but he did. He thought you said it. He didn't know that you weren't speaking for yourself.
I juked him.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing. Money does make you more important.
No, it doesn't.
If I have money and I have more money than you, whatever I say to the society, they're going to take my word more than your word just because I have more money. Because even if you
tell that to Jesus,
they killed Jesus.
Yeah,
I know, but they
didn't believe him.
But again, they believe him today.
Why? It's all fake.
Because the Vatican got the money and they wanted to spread their messages, and they used Jesus as a mascot to spread their messages. This is why people of today support Jesus. But it goes back to a group of people that had the money.
But before that, he had some supporters, right? Like, I know that they
12 niggas.
Yeah, it was only 12.
Man,
dude.
There was more.
No, it wasn't.
It was just those 12 niggas.
That nigga was a traveling circus. That nigga was like fucking Caitlin Clark. He was the original Caitlin Clark. Nigga.
Jesus
like,
is.
When they, nigga was showing up. When that nigga was showing up, they was selling out new arenas. They was like, hey, we about to do this Coliseum, but here come Jesus. We need a bigger fucking stadium.
Jesus is the Shoney's big boy of religion.
Speaking of Caitlin Clark, shout out to my girl for the triple-double. First rookie.
She didn't win rookie of the year, though.
You think, what's her name?
Reese got that one.
You mean because of them double-doubles?
Double-double and her team doing better.
No, her team is not doing better. Look at the record. Her team is not doing better. They just, when she set that record for the double-double, they lost again. So, but.
I thought they won that game.
No, they lost that game.
That was against the Aces?
Nah.
I know they lost against the Aces, but the next
game, I think it was against the
Seattle.
When she set the record for most double-doubles by a rookie.
Listen, it's Giannis pretending.
Like going to a coma.
Yeah, because she did, what, 13 straight?
She's at 14 right now.
Yeah.
She's at 14 straight double-double.
And it's not like 10 and 10. It's like 20 and 10.
No, she's getting 20s and 20s, nigga. It's like she's out there getting Shaq numbers.
And she still got 3 to 4 assists.
She out there getting, she a dog.
I think they're going to do what? What was this year when Grant Hill and what's his name won rookie of the year?
Nope. Stop it.
Jason Kidd?
No, yeah, both of you guys know. Both of you guys cannot reference real basketball players for this bullshit. Yeah. He said Shaq, and now you saying Grant Hill. I will not stand for it. No. I will cut this whole fucking episode off, nigga. We won't celebrate 10 years of nothing. I'm not.
Look how far we come in 10 years.
I am not going to sit by.
We got WNBA. No,
I am not going to sit by and let you compare these bitches to Shaq and Grant Hill.
When we started,
two of the best to ever do it.
No one gave a fuck about the WNBA when we first started doing our podcast.
They still don't.
Yes, they do.
No, this is like the trans gay shit.
So listen, let me
tell you.
It's
30 niggas yelling, and everybody else is like, what?
Let me tell you.
We're watching women's basketball.
So last year, right, before this crop of rookies came out, right, when they did the All-Star voting. I think the number one voter had like under 100,000 votes.
I saw that. It's like 600,000 votes
700,000 votes and shit now. Like
it in was under, 1 year.
It was under 100,000 for the most.
If that was a stock, if WNBU was a stock,
that was a Bitcoin,
man.
Nigga. That's like shit. Are you talking about that's motherfucking Netflix? Wow. Like, damn. That's that shit that just sprouted. Like, you kidding me, man? Like, come on, man.
No,
this shit is, there's something.
No, there isn't.
It's a rookie crop, bro.
Man, there's nothing, okay? Here's the crazy part. I was at JR Crickets the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a WNBA game on.
Well, I could go for some.
No, they're too expensive. I went back because Smooth came over and he wanted something. I was like, man, whatever, we'll go. It was $50 for two of us.
Fuck that.
How many wings y'all got? Like 25?
10 each.
No, see.
We both got 10-piece fries and a drink, and it was $50.
How much was the drink? $7?
Nah, no. 20% gratuity automatically added to go or in-house.
JR Crickets, and I remember when I first, again, 10 years ago, I remember when I first hit JR Crickets. I was on a JR Crickets thing. Like, every time I came over, I had some JR Crickets with me for like a minute. And I remember y'all was like, you like JR Crickets. I was like, yeah, I mean, again.
Different price then, though.
Yeah, way different price, for sure.
They're charging a service fee now, too. So you got to pay for the credit card fee, and you got to pay 22% for
Them niggas might lose their business.
No, they're winning.
But my point was.
Is that location?
My point was, though, that I was there, and it was a WNBA game on. And so I said, you know what? I'm not going to pay full attention to this bullshit. But I will kind of pay attention because Smooth wasn't talking about shit. So, you know, I had time.
Right.
And, you know, when he's in between, when he's just rambling and I start tuning out, I would just focus on the game. Bro, there's nothing, not one element that's better than men's basketball.
You would rather watch a...
Stop.
Let
me finish my point.
Would you rather watch a McDonald's All-American boy high school game?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
There's the argument that women's sports or women's basketball is more of a team game. I don't care. It's worse in every imaginable and visually. It's just worse. The shooting is worse. The players are worse. The sets are worse. All of the cameras are worse. It's a darker color. It's not even as in. It's like HD and SD cameras. It's all worse, bro. The uniforms are worse.
Who are you watching?
I don't know. Whoever was on Saturday at about. No, it was Sunday.
Who do we got in Atlanta? Mystics?
It wasn't the Mystics, I don't think.
Atlanta got the Dream.
The Dream,
right.
That's how little I was paying attention. I don't even know who the teams were. But I just watched them throw that ball around the three-point line slow as fuck. Like, kids would be able to steal that pass. Dribbling too many times, but not dribbling like, you know, trying to crawl. Like, some dudes, like, take too long to do a crossovers. No, they're just trying to get in the right position. So they're dribbling like this and spinning their bodies around the ball.
I think you just gave me the aha moment that I needed. Because, again, I think that's the difference, at least, with Caitlin. It's like, she's not that. Come on, bro. Don't drop your water bottle. Just listen to what I'm saying. She doesn't play basketball like what you just described. She comes off of screens and pulls, right? Like, she's catching and she's shooting like Steph the Chef from the logo, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's... And it's not undefended. It's not like, oh, well, no one's around me. She's like...
It's not even about her jump shots.
I mean...
It's her passion.
And again, she'd be dropping dimes. Like, so again...
To the point she'd be getting turnovers because niggas don't even know that a pass could be possible, right?
So we're going to commend her making great passes that nobody can catch.
Niggas would have caught that.
No. When Michael Vick was playing for the Falcons...
He was playing with niggas.
No. They always complain about how hard he threw the ball. You remember this, Mac?
Yeah.
He would throw the ball so hard that the receivers couldn't even catch the shit. Mm. It would hit him in the hands or in the chest, and they'd lose the pass or it'd go over their heads or whatever. He got penalized for being a bad quarterback when that happened. But now y'all like, man, she's so good, niggas can't even get the assist. They ruining her assist.
Like you said, niggas are making slow passes, right, where kids could catch them. That's the speed that they're used to.
Jamie Mack is saying he's full of shit. I'm saying he's full of shit. There's no pass that she's thrown that's been a nigga pass.
Yeah, she be dropping that. No. Stop it. See,
I can dress up like a pig,
you're
nigga.
You're Freddy Krueger right now, nigga.
Mostly like a pig. But that don't mean I am a pig, my nigga.
Nigga, you're Freddy Krueger right now. Because, again, you haven't watched none of her fucking shit to be talking about how she do it.
Her game is different. I ain't gonna lie.
It's different.
Stop, man.
Okay, let's let's go to let's next time she come to Atlanta. Let's go.
We have to go.
Yeah. Let's go. And then if afterwards you still feel the same
about it. Are y'all gonna chip in for my ticket? I'm not spending no money.
You're the richest nigga here.
I'm not paying for that bullshit.
Put it on a company
card. You have to put your money where your mouth is, my nigga. You have to.
Do they play each other again? I think they got them.
I'm pretty sure.
Because they have a shorter season, Dream and Fever.
Why do we need to see the Dream and Fever?
Because for the Dream is Atlanta, so she's got to come to Atlanta to play the Dream, right. And the Fever is her. So,
I got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the two. But yeah, I don't know if they're coming again. But they have. You looking it up?
I didn't know the name of her team. She's on the Indiana Fever.
Yeah.
Why the Fever?
Cause nigga, they hot. Nigga, they.
What do you got to do with Pacers?
They 103.
I thought
degrees.
They had to kind of match a little bit.
Nah.
They don't.
Nah.
Same colors though, right?
Yeah, similar colors. Yeah, just like LA is the Galaxy. What the fuck's they got to do with the Lakers?
I don't know. They should have made the Miami the Fever.
Because that makes sense. But the Lakers again, the Lakers don't make sense in LA anyway, right? That's from Minnesota, right? That's a thousand lakes. Like, there's no lakes really in fucking Los Angeles.
I always thought Lakers were a dumb organization.
I don't know about that. You didn't always think that.
I don't.
So let's be clear. Stop that. Because I can't believe you, bro. So like up until the late 2010s.
Yeah.
Out of the Western Conference, there was 50 something, like championships. I think we're like at 80 or something now, maybe. But there's like 50 something. The Lakers had been to at least half of them in the Western Conference.
And that feels normal? That feels right to you?
In the Western Conference.
No, stop for a second. Let's say you're not from California at all. There's one team that has been there more than half the time, and you don't think there's a problem at all with that. That seems fair to you? That seems clear and balanced?
Yep.
Fuck out of here. You sound stupid. You're a Lakers fan,
but if you weren't a Lakers fan,
you're like, yo, this is some bullshit. This is set up.
No, it's not set up. It's just like that's
I almost threw
good
my
shit.
Water bottle at you, nigga. You know this is a setup.
It's not set up, nigga. We had Kobe and Shaq, Magic and Kareem and Worthy. Nigga, like these, what are you supposed to do with that? Like if you're not supposed to fucking be there all the time, with those fucking tools, like you give a fucking carpenter a fucking workshop and you'd be like, oh, this nigga's making chairs. Like, this seems weird. This nigga's making a bunch of chairs. Like, no. Well, this nigga's making chairs with a fucking screwdriver and a hammer. Now you're giving this nigga a whole workshop.
Right.
Of course he's going to make a bunch of chairs.
I would say Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley, Jeff Hornacek, Charles
Barkley. They challenged.
Okay. I would say Karl Malone, John Stockton.
They challenge.
Okay, I would say there's so many teams that are out there.
And they all challenge, right? They just didn't. They didn't when it came to the medal. You know what I mean? When the road at the precipice. So they were all there.
That was like seven sayings in one. You never finished any of it. The road where the road meets the precipice and when it all comes.
Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and all them niggas. All of them teams got to challenge to get to the finals, right? But none of them. I mean, John Stockton and fucking Karl Malone. They had a
shooting guard.
Hornacek. That nigga.
They had another small forward.
Byron Russell or
Byron Russell?
Yeah.
They had some ballers.
Yeah, no, they did. And again, they
sadly Byron Russell is known as a guy that Jordan crossed up in the finals, but he actually was a great player though.
He pushed. It is.
But
funny.
He was a great player. He wasn't. I don't know if he's Hall of Fame, but he was a great player.
Yeah, and I was at a fucking Jamie Foxx comedy concert where this nigga was at in Sacramento. And them niggas jones that, every comic jones that nigga like at least once. It is sweet. And they put the light on that nigga every time about Jordan fucking him up. Like,
imagine being that nigga
right,
and for I'm the like, rest of your life.
Like,
bro.
That's fucked up.
You made it to the NBA. You worked your ass off to make it to the NBA.
And Jordan just made a
mistake. And then you worked your ass off to get to the finals.
Right.
And they had a nerve to make you the guy, as if all the other points Jordan scored on people don't matter.
Like, what was
That's
your option?
The play, nigga.
Like, what was your option? I don't want to guard him. Someone else guard this nigga. Like, not today. Not me.
I believe there's some niggas that would want to guard him, though. Pat Beverly, I think Pat Beverly would want to guard him. There are people who would.
Yeah.
I don't think Byron Russell wanted that assignment that day.
Well, and let's be clear. If we were really being real about it, that nigga pushed off. Like,
he
made that nigga keep going. Like, he's like, keep going that way, and now I'm free. Buckets. Now, he still had to hit the shot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dudes that do a million-dollar move with a 5-cent finish. Like, there's a lot of that. Jordan usually had the million-dollar finish to go with his million-dollar move. That's, again, why he's the
greatest.
Was
that 96?
I think it was.
I was out to see when that shit happened. Yeah. And my chief was a fucking Jordan dick rider. And I just remember fucking wanting to punch him in the middle of his throat when that shit happened.
I was in Chicago for the first one. And against L.A., and I was so pissed that I was, you know, I'm a young teenager yelling out the fucking on the porch, fuck y'all, because they were, I mean, you could hear them honking horns. I mean, like, it was weird because anytime you win your first title, it seems like you fucking destroy your town. It's like you have, like, a mini riot.
Yeah.
And that's what it was about to, that was starting to happen in Chicago. And I was like, man, fuck y'all, because I didn't think we had a, you know, Magic was hurt. Fucking Byron Scott got hurt. I mean, like, our best player was Vlade at the time, you know, on the team. Like, there was everybody, Worthy was hurt. Like, we didn't even have enough people that weren't hurt in the finals to fucking really contest. And I'm in Chicago, and my cousin's like, get your ass back in. Like, we out here in the South Side, like, you'll get killed, bro. Bring your ass back inside. Like, we're talking that shit about fucking the Lakers. Nobody gives a shit about that right now. Like,
still don't.
Like,
I still don't. I'm riding with them Chicagoans. Nah. O-Block, nigga.
I love when you just drop random shit.
What you know about O-Block?
The Vice Lords, huh? The what Disciples,
you,
nigga.
What you know about that block, nigga?
The El Rukins, nigga. I swear, like, so gangs were, my first experience, again, different gang shit. I didn't know that there really was any other gangs besides Bloods and Crips when I moved out to Chicago when I was 18. And the Vice Lords and Disciples, but the El Rukins, like, that, them niggas.
Only them niggas made it out no more.
Them motherfuckers was raiding, like, doing, like, jailbreaks on federal fucking courthouses and shit. Like they were killing protected witnesses and shit.
That's why you don't hear them.
And that's why they're not around
right.
anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure, right? They were wilding, bro. And then, I, you know, there was the fucking Russian mafia. There was so many different gangs in Chicago, right? Like, and I'm like, Polish mafia? I'm like, Polish? Shit.
Bro, guess what I just heard?
We make fun of Polish people out in California.
I haven't fact checked this yet. Guess what?
Polacks.
You know how we're always told that Freeway Ricky Ross herded in the crack era with the help of the CIA, right?
Yeah. That's what Snowfall was all about.
Yeah. But did you also know, prior to that, heroin, same shit, CIA, with Lucky Luciano and the mob bosses.
It makes sense. The CIA...
Bro, no. That's not the point I wanted to make.
Okay.
For all you up-and-coming aspiring thugs and hood niggas and crime syndicate-ass niggas that think you're going to be Nino Brown... I need you to understand
the niggas that help.
All the successful ones,
right?
All of them,
right?
Were feds,
right?
You're not gonna be able to do this and not snitch,
right?
You're not gonna be able to do this and not cooperate. You're not going to be able to do this.
What was the Boston nigga?
Well, were they feds or the feds was their plug?
Bro, you're a fed. Shut the fuck up. You are a fed. Right. If you're working in fucking
If you're getting your heroin from the government, from CIA, you're a fed, nigga.
Sure, you didn't go to fucking the,
but you're not supposed
like
to
fed school.
Plug that many questions, though.
You didn't go to fed school. But again, like, nigga, like, if your shit got a USDA stamp on that bitch when you get it, like, nigga, stop.
If a military plane dropped off your drugs.
If you can, when you get arrested, you can call another nigga to get you out. Like, you got a fed hotline number that you can call on, and they be like, nah, this is not the nigga you arrest. Let this nigga go.
And so it's so funny because you always hear about mobs, and like in the movie, they're like, oh, we don't do drugs. That's not, but it changed. It was like that. But the CIA needed to fund... I can't remember which one it was. There was some conflict that was going
on. Whitey Bulger, that was his name.
They're all snitches.
Yeah,
and Whitey Bulger. Just the white ones, black ones too. You're not going to rise up high as you
think. I mean, I think it was just his name. I don't know if it's just that. I wasn't claiming.
No, he's white.
No, I know, but I didn't mean that, you know, just because he was white, you know. I know the niggas too. Yeah.
I didn't think he did. My point is, for all you up and comings, know that you're going to prison. Unless, I mean, even Rick Ross went to prison.
Right.
So even if you're, Lucky Luciano went to prison. So even if you
I thought Rick Ross was a fucking correctional officer.
No, that's the rapper. I'm talking about the original, the person he stole the name from.
Yeah.
That's the guy who was in L.A.
They definitely sent him to jail.
Yes, and now he's talking about...
He recently got out. Not recently.
He's out talking about a book, and he wrote a man on that shit.
I do.
I don't.
I mean, again, I would want to hear Oliver North fucking shit again.
He's never going to tell the truth.
Nope.
He's that I can neither confirm nor deny.
That nigga is he's a nigga you can do some dirt with.
Yeah.
Because he understands the fucking...
He knows the assignment.
He understands the assignment, nigga. Like, listen, regardless of what happens, I ain't saying shit.
Right.
Like,
I'm going to say something.
But I'm not going
to... I can either confirm nor deny. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying shit on you.
Which is wild, nigga. Right. Were you responsible for the I can neither confirm nor deny is wild when somebody's accusing you of some crazy shit.
I can't...
That you're not saying no.
But it is. You really are, though, right? Like, it's one of those things, like, anything other than a yes is a no, right? Like, you got to, it's a form of no.
On paper.
Right.
But to the people listening to this shit, like, yo, did he just say, I can either confirm or deny I killed somebody? Like, I can either confirm nor deny.
Did you fucking, did you give them guns and shit? Like, I don't know nothing about that, but I can't confirm nor deny.
Why don't niggas recognize this, and why have they been using this I can either confirm nor deny defense for the rest of, like.
Oh, right? Like, because it worked. Like, we saw him.
We were like, this can't work. There's no way this is going to work again.
That's some good
shit.
Every
answer.
Yeah, every answer. I mean, fuck plead the fifth.
You know what we're talking about?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, look up Oliver North. I guess it's a congressional hearing or something. Yeah.
Was he able to get away with that because of the shit that he do know, the niggas can't really fuck with him? Or is it...
He was tied in.
Yeah, of course he's protected, right?
Oh, can you really plead the fifth like that?
Nah, that's not the fifth.
He wasn't pleading the fifth. Yeah, he was answering the question.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's not pleading the fifth. He's saying that, I know you're accusing me of something. I know you're asking me a direct question. However, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Right. So I'm not...
No matter what you ask me.
I'm not saying yes, and I'm not saying no.
And you can technically legally say
He did it. Who watched him do it on fucking national television. Right. On national television, we watched this nigga do this shit. Over and over and over to every question.
And that was tied to Rick Ross.
Yeah.
He was the government side of what Rick Ross was doing.
Right.
So, or at least he was a high-ranking official during the time.
Right. That was Ronald Reagan.
Iran-Contra stuff.
Yeah, the Iran-Contra, Ronald Reagan shit.
Same thing they said with the fentanyl. They said that, you know, Mexico and China are working together. Because China makes the fentanyl, sends it to Mexico, Mexico brings it to America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
Well, let's get his... Fentanyl is a drug that people use all the time in hospitals. So they're not having to bring it anywhere. It's already here.
Right.
That's some extra more shit. But they sell fentanyl. I mean, not sell. And you go, if you go to the hospital now and you have to take some type of medication or something where they have to numb you, fentanyl might be what they use.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Pain, right? No, it's that's why it's fucking so well used.
Because and it's really like, good at making you not feel pain.
It's you know, you only need a little bit to do what, you know, the numbing effect of fucking cocaine or all these other fucking numbing agents that you used to have.
You prefer cocaine though?
Yeah, over fentanyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? You don't even know much about fentanyl.
I don't.
This is that people die from it?
Yeah.
But if you got you can die from cocaine though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, limb bias.
Yeah, so if you just get the right amount of fentanyl.
But that's the thing, man. Like, niggas ain't knowing. Like,
yeah, but I don't think it's like, oh, I drank a gallon because I wasn't sure. Like, you could probably, you know, just
if we're doing this, like, hey, I don't, this is not coming from a measured fucking pharmacist, I'm going to go with the shit with the higher margin of error, right?
Like, because
the margin of error on a fucking fentanyl is slim. Yeah. Like you,
how do you know?
Because niggas are dying. Like,
but we don't know how much. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think you would die of a shot glass of fentanyl? I don't think you would die from
a shot.
Yeah,
I think you would.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
How do you guys act like y'all Dunning-Kruger, nigga?
Nah,
y'all do not know what
we just Dunning-Kruger the shit out of that bitch, and I'm okay with it.
I've seen somebody,
because this is like 0. Something.
I've seen somebody with a fentanyl drip, and it was all day long, and they didn't die.
They didn't take a shot of it, though.
It was an all-day drip, nigga.
That drip was a drip with all one water. Drop.
Yeah, but one drop in a shot glass.
Mixed with what? A whole bag of fucking saline?
That's what, 35 drips? How many drips make a shot glass? 35? Come on, man. Y'all looking up fentanyl now?
Yep.
Y'all going to prison. The feds watching you. As soon as you typed it in, you didn't have to search. The feds got your shit before a search. It's not gonna matter what you say because we don't even know what that is. So it's like Dunning-Kruger, nigga.
Let's see here. Yeah, nigga, they're talking about milliliters here.
Okay, how many milliliters?
1 to 2.
That's a shot glass is more than less than 1 milliliter.
Bullshit.
How much is a milliliter?
It's in a syringe.
What is
a milliliter
in a syringe?
Yeah.
And you don't think you can fill a shot glass up with a syringe?
Yeah, you can fill a fat ass syringe up with or multiple syringes
and
with a shot
glass. That whatever milliliters is overdose?
Yeah.
How much?
1 to 2.
1 to 2 milliliters?
Yeah.
Okay. Sip it. You gotta sip that shot. Anyway, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. We luckily got through at least one topic, maybe two.
Hey!
We got through two, right?
Yeah.
Way to go, French Reg.
That's what I'm talking about. French lockdown.
Way to go, Jimmy Mack.
And we even had Smooth. on the
right,
show.
Right, yeah. I mean, so that's
I don't know what happened to him. I think his phone got, his service got cut off or something.
He probably got
he didn't call back.
Yeah, he probably just got to the gym.
Finally. I thought he said he was leaving the gym.
Of course he did. That cough is concerning, though. Like, if you can't laugh, like, you know what I mean? What kind of life are you looking for? You ain't going to be a happy one. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every time you want to fucking, don't make me laugh. Like, nah, nigga, this is not it.
10 years is a long-ass time, bro. I wish we had,
bro.
We never planned. When we had our 500th episode, we weren't ready.
I know.
When we had our 800th episode, we weren't ready.
Because we just podcast.
5 years, 10 years. We're never ready, bro. We are never ready for these things. And that sucks. We got to do better.
I mean, I don't think I brought the liquor.
I don't think we'll have another. What? At this point now, we'd have to have a 20-year.
Right.
Oh, we can do 15. 15 is still big.
We missed 5.
I say we celebrate 11. Fuck what you talking about? Shit. Like, 11 year, we go big. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what is that? What anniversary is that?
Is there that many podcasts that are even that old?
No.
Outside, like, Rogan?
There are only a few.
Nah, Rogan wasn't out when we started.
Yeah, Rogan was out. Rogan is probably one of the oldest ones.
Yeah, Rogan is old. There are a lot that aren't, like, comedy-type podcasts. So, yeah. Like, instructional podcasts about podcasting, those have been out before us.
Yeah, or the movie podcasts, like, reviews.
I don't know about that. I don't know any movie reviews for podcasts.
And I remember the beginning, right? One of the first things I remember you telling me, right, is, like, consistency and longevity. Like, there's a lot of people that are doing this shit, but they, you know, within, like, I remember, what was his name, Red?
Dino Red.
Like, yeah. he was... you know, one of the guys that we, you know, started out with, and he had multiple, you know, podcasts. And I don't know if he's still podcasting.
He's not.
I mean, again, I'm not, that's not no shade or anything, but I just remember you saying to me, like, listen, what's going to separate us is our consistency and our longevity, right? Like, this is, you know, a lot of people get in and they get out. It's like a temporary thing. And we've seen it, right? Like, I mean, me personally, I've had fucking multiple individual podcasts, you know, F Your Fucking Team, the No Nonsense Both Sure, you know what I mean? But this here is the Cadillac. It's the fucking, it's the fucking long fucking stretch limo with the fucking boomerang in the background.
Shout out to Baylor, too. He don't miss weeks either.
No.
I don't think he's ever missed a week, honestly.
And I'm going to be honest, Dolo?
He's doing it by himself.
Is hard.
He's doing a lot more shows with
other people, right?
A lot more of the BTG for Presidents. Not the Open Runs, though. But he started, I want to say, if not that very next year, I think he started that next year. So he's got to be 9.
You're right. He's got to be close. Well, shit, BTG, you holler at us. And shout out to my nigga. He was about to get his call. Let me stop telling all those things business.
He was supposed to be calling in because he has beef with y'all, too.
He ain't got beef with me.
Both of y'all.
Bring it, nigga. Let me hear it.
He's not so much y'all getting soft or something. I don't know. Let me
hear it. Oh, so really, he's got beef with you.
Why me?
Because if we're being soft, it's because of shit that you're saying.
Huh?
Yeah, no. And we must agreed with some shit that you said.
No.
And he's like, no, it has to be.
He's going to get on French about agreeing.
For sure.
That's not what yours is. I can't remember what yours is.
Again, anytime motherfuckers
he was
be
mad
like,
at French for agreeing with me before, and he lied and didn't even do. He agreed on a lie. That trip to Mexico thing. He was like, yo, what?
And anytime I hear it, he's like, why do y'all let B get away with that shit? And I'm like, get away with what? Like, again, like...
Exactly. B's just doing his thing. I don't know what y'all talking about. You two niggas is definitely Dunning-Kruger, though. Definitely. I don't know about me, but...
Don't know about you.
Nah, but man, 10 years is a long time. I don't think we spent enough time talking about it, but, you know... I don't know what to say, to be honest.
Listen, all them other podcasts.
We blue collar. We just get here and do it.
And that's it. And all them other podcasts, they not like us.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.